T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Bob Marley you were talking about.
Yeah, not the most in-depth lyrics.
Jamming.
Great song.
All right, we're jamming. I want to jam it with you.
Love it.
We're jamming.
Bobbing your head.
Everybody, if you can't bob your head to Bob, I can't hang with you.
This hour brought to you by Toyota of Hollywood. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. OG Oronde Gadsden, former Miami Dolphins receiver, is on the line. Hello, OG.
Hey, good afternoon, guys. How are you?
Look at you. Shot out of a cannon. Josh Rosen, he started Sunday. Now, you are one of the most sure-handed receivers the Miami Dolphins has ever seen.
And you're not just kicking totally OG's butt now.
No, no, for real,
yeah,
right?
Totally,
yeah.
Agree. Now, totally agree.
Josh Rosen was the victim of a lot of drop balls. I think Fitzpatrick was the first couple of games as well. Does that drive you crazy?
Nuts. Absolutely nuts.
And what do you do with that? Can you teach that? Can you correct that? Like, what is that?
I just want, I think, you know, some of the passes. I mean, you have to concentrate. You have to be, you know, focused, locked in on what's going on. I think, for me, during the time when I played, I was in a kind of a tweener, and not a tweener as in size, but, you know, I knew Dan most of the time was going to OJ. Right, and we had a running game that we were gonna do. We were gonna force the run on you. Even when Ricky was here, we forced the run. The run was being forced. You know, like I can remember Ricky having 42 carries one time. So I knew Dan was gonna throw to OJ 90% of the time, 97% of the time. So I made the catches for me to be critical. Like, flatline critical. I had to catch him because I wasn't getting but 3 or maybe 4 on a good day. And then when Jay came in and started, I knew we weren't doing a lot anyway. You know what I'm saying? We're going to throw 4 to Conrad out the backfield, and the rest were going to go have to be split between 3 receivers. So that was tough. He'd end the day, most days, 15 for 18, and, you know, we'd have 220 yards or something. So just seeing them drop the ball. But I think in their mind, they're going to get more chances. You know, like, you see some of the big receivers.
They are going to get more chances. There's no question they're going to get more chances. There's, like, two receivers on the roster.
Right. So that's what I'm saying. Like, if the running game was working and everything else was working, maybe not. But, you know, hey, listen, I wished I played when I had more chances than as many chances they're getting, but it wasn't that way, and I don't think they think of it that way. So, I mean, but just to look, just to see the look in people's eyes after they drop a ball, they'll check their gloves, they'll jog back to the huddle. Like, I would be, you know, partly devastated if I dropped the pass.
And OG, that the drop by Parker on the 5-yard line across the middle, that's just ridiculous. But I want
that's terrible,
bro. That Preston Williams in the end zone,
Rondé's in pain.
What would be the coaching point to that? Because that was a flat out drop by Parker, but Preston, he had it, and then the corner didn't give up on the play. Like, what would be your coaching point to Preston on that play?
Well, I tell the guys, even in high school, you have to get the ball to the closest part of your body and keep it there, hold it there, if you can remember. And I always tell them about one of the most famous plays in Super Bowl history. You know, the receiver for the Giants held it to his helmet. It was a catch.
Oh yeah, the Eli one.
That was Tyree. David Tyree.
David Tyree.
Yeah. So and the guy on him was one of the baddest safeties in the game. He couldn't get it out. Just couldn't get it out.
Aronde
Harrison.
Aronde Gadsden is with us. You always are an optimist when it comes to the Miami Dolphins. I think before the season we had you on and you said 7-9 or 8-8. Have you come to the realization that this team is historically bad?
Well, listen, that was before we started this situation of rebuilding.
I think we were into the rebuild, and you had them at 7-9.
Not like this. It's like a super rebuild. It's not just a regular rebuild. We like super rebuilding. I don't want to say tanking or use any word like that because I played, Channing played, and because we were professional athletes and consummate professionals, we were getting paid to do a job. We wouldn't even think of it as that, but, you know, somebody else outside may say that. But, you know, I'm going to go because I'm going to err on the side of players, and they don't want to play bad. I'm going to go on the side and say we're rebuilding. But it wasn't this bad. We weren't getting rid of players at the time. We just didn't have any, but we weren't getting rid of players. But, I mean, you know, at this point, you got to call it is what it is. But there are teams with talent that have the same record.
That's true.
Yeah.
That is true.
That aren't trying to move.
You know, I look at the Redskins in week six when they come down here, it's going to be, oh, boy, it's going to be a shindig.
Hey, OG, along that line of the rebuild where the Minkah Fitzpatrick, getting rid of him, I believe he's going to be a starter. He actually played well with the Steelers on Sunday. How do you feel about the Jalen Ramsey and the Minkah where a player says, I'm upset, requests a trade, and the team trades him? How do you feel about that?
Well, you know, that should never happen. You know what I mean? If that could happen, then we should have did it a long time ago. I think, you know, the management has to I think, you know, you kind of make it kind of hard when you make it and Jalen Ramsey not the same player, one. And you know, obviously, you know, Jalen has more antics than Minkah did. But, you know, they were – I think Rashard Jones maybe a few years ago was like – he wanted to get traded too, but he wanted, you know, to get a few dollars. And he always kept it professional. He played. He didn't, you know, make a big fuss, you know, in the media or anything about it. I just think, you know, some people are different places in their career and things happen. Now I could see them getting rid of Minkah and getting the pick, but the Tunzel one is the one that kind of, you know, gets me. Even if we're trying to rebuild and start anew, and get a quarterback next year, you want to have somebody to block, like, you know what I mean? Like, and to get rid of that cornerstone position on the O-line is kind of – that kind of made me less optimistic,
got that Kirkland O-line.
Yeah, I got that Kirkland O-line.
So, Aronde and I, for people that listen to the show, Aronde Gadsden, he's been coming on the radio with me for years. Aronde and I have a policy. If you go to a party and there's Kirkland snacks out there, you got to hit it. Like, you just, right? Like, maybe a half, right? Maybe a half, but then you got to hit it.
Yeah. Like, I was to a little, you know, a Dolphin cookout, and they had some Kirkland vodka. I only stayed till halftime. I they made it in the punch, so that got me to halftime. If I had to mix it like Kirkland and tonic, I probably would have left right away because I knew the outcome of the game. But I stayed and watched till halftime, and then I went on home.
Well, I texted you a couple of days ago from Yahoo Finance, 25 best Kirkland products that you should enjoy at Costco. Number one, just give me your quick thoughts. Number one, Kirkland Animal Crackers.
I would call my mom and tell her I went out of third grade.
You demand a trade.
I don't want to go to that school anymore. I'm out. I'm going to Plantation.
Number two on the Yahoo Finance list is Kirkland Bacon.
No, that's a tough one because, you know, I'm a bacon guy. You know, bacon makes anything taste better, but if I got a nice cheeseburger going and I bite into it and I find out you got Kirkland bacon, I don't want it. You just wasted your condiment.
Right. I'm with you. No,
you
I'm with
can't him. Mess up bacon.
I'm with him. Then why not just go with Oscar Mayer? I mean, how much could you save on the Kirkland bacon?
You know, even if you tricked me and said it was turkey bacon, I'd be like, all right, okay.
Kirkland coffee pods. You got those K-Cups? They've got Kirkland coffee pods.
Yeah. Definitely not. Yeah, I'm pretty sure you coffee people can tell the difference between a good coffee and a bad coffee. That's got to be worse than decaf. I mean, a Kirkland pod?
No. Yeah, that sounds like you're asking for trouble.
Pencil shavings.
You're trying to get a day off. I go in that office tomorrow with some, say, hey, ladies, you know, because there's a bunch of ladies that work in the office. I'm going to make the coffee this morning. And I put some Kirkland pods in there. Oh, I'm suspended. Don't come back tomorrow.
Right, yeah, no, and that's suspension worthy. You can't even appeal that, right?
Yeah, but that, you know, look, that might be an idea. Okay.
How about this one? On the Yahoo Finance site, they suggest Kirkland energy shots instead of 5-hour energy. I mean, now that seems like you're playing with fire, doesn't it?
All right. That's an oxymoron. I don't think you get no energy from a Kirkland energy pod.
No, they said 5-minute energy.
I think it drains the energy.
Right, five you want just 5 minutes? You want, like, how much for 1 minute? How much for just one rib?
One rib. Oh, no.
Kirkland energy. Italian sparkling water instead of San Pellegrino.
No. Oh, come on. How much does that cost, you think? You go to the concession stand and you see it up there, Pellegrino, probably about $3. Kirkland sparkling water, about 75 cents.
You got to wonder why.
Let's get that.
Kirkland razor blades.
Oh, no. I don't want Kirkland razor blades. I would just go to the barbershop just to get a shave. I just need to. I'm going to the barbershop every morning. Do I pass it coming to work? I'm going to stop. No way you using Kirkland razor blades. And some people out there may enjoy using Kirkland products. Listen, if it works for you, I'm all with it. I'm just saying, for Hawk and I think we're going to.
They have butter knife sharp.
Yeah. Might as well use a scissor. Yes. All right, there you go. Rondé Gadsden, one of the greatest receivers in Dolphins history. Love this dude. Thank you, OG.
Hey, thanks for having me. U School, what you got? What you got?
4-1 going into the bye week. We got Miami Ooh. Christian. Yeah, you know. And we still top 10.
What's going on at Heritage?
We got the same record, 4-1. We just coming off the bye week, getting our district play. We played North Miami Beach on Friday. It's going to be a tough one, but we're back at home. We had 3 games away plus a bye, so it's a month away from home. So the guys are excited getting back, but it's just like anything else, man. We had a bye last week, getting these guys back in order. It's a fight, man. It's like school on Monday.
Oh, gee, though, y'all, you make fun of our opponents, North Miami Beach. It's 17 kids that live there.
That's a district game. I don't know what to tell you, sir. I can't make them up. You know, we go non-district, we go away. You know, unlike you guys. I mean, we went to D.C., played the ninth team in the country, pretty good team. We took an L. They beat us. They wouldn't know almost if we had made a kick. They beat us.
Oh yeah, and no, OG. And if we play out the state, Coach Crowder's not making it. I got too many jobs. Y'all better have somebody else call this defense. I got to work.
Hey, listen. Harris had to fly to the game. He didn't even come with us. It was terrible. And we played Trinity in Jacksonville. See, that's okay. What I'm saying.
Yeah.
And guess what? Because we lost to D.C., we had to ride the bus to Jacksonville. It was terrible.
Oh, you know. Aronde, though, never turned down a good game. He doesn't matter if it puts the record at stake.
No,
they will face the best competition. I think he's telling you, Crowder, that your school doesn't do that.
Oh, where you get that from that conversation? We're just talking some ball.
Hey, look, he pulled it out. I didn't say it. He pulled it out.
All right. See you, Rondé.
Listening comprehension.
Go get some Kirkland snacks.
All right, man. Take it easy.
It's crazy on the text machine how people cape up for Kirkland.
They
people
do.
Love Kirkland. They hate hearing any blasphemous talk about Kirkland. But I'm telling you, go to a park. Like, it's a discount brand, isn't it?
Yes.
I mean, I know Costco costs money to have a membership, but isn't Kirkland a discount brand?
Yes.
I believe it is.
No, you don't have to believe. That's what they do. When you, like you said, when you try to multiply a already established brand and put another name on it, It's generic. It's
right.
Discount.
It's a discount brand.
They do it with medicine.
I'm not telling you that it's no, I am telling you. It's not as good as Oscar Mayer bacon. I've never had Kirkland bacon. I'm telling you it's not as good as Oscar Mayer bacon. Can't be.
You want Viagra? I got Tiagra. It's half the price. That's what Kirkland is. Everybody knows that.
Ooh, what happened to your face? You're all cut up. Kirkland razor.
Sharp as a
butter knife. It was someone used it? No, right out the pack. Is Costco a sponsor?
I hope not.
Dude, right,
I love Costco.
Let me talk about Caneswear. Now this is the creme de la creme. This is the primo stuff here. Mm. Caneswear. We were in Davie yesterday. We did the show at Twin Peaks. Caneswear is right there on University Drive in Davie. They've got the largest selection of items from Adidas and other name brands, including all the team sideline apparel, hundreds of different T-shirts and jerseys and polos and hoodies and hats in all sizes for men, women, kids, babies, even pets. If you bleed orange and green like I do, Caneswear in Davie is the place for you. They are your tailgating headquarters. You got a bye week for the Hurricanes this week, but then you want to get ready. Is it Virginia or Virginia Tech the next game? Do you remember, Solana?
I believe it's Virginia Tech.
Virginia Tech. You want to get your tailgating stuff ready to go. Tents, chairs, tables, flags, decals, magnet, license plates, sunglasses, tattoos. They will get you ready for game days. Caneswear, it's the only place to get brands like Adidas, Columbia, Starter, Dime Life, Hook and Tackle, CW Exclusives, all under one roof. They got an amazing selection. If you want Miami Hurricanes merchandise, they've got you covered. I was there yesterday, and the week before that, I just tell you, it's just like a nice place. Not only is all the Canes merchandise around, but everyone's in there is pretty much a Canes fan. So you're talking shop. It's just it's a great place. And if you're a Dolphins fan, there's no need to feel left out. They've got a huge selection of Dolphins items for men, women, and kids. So you got to get on over to Caneswear, 2511 South University Drive in Davie, and they're always open online at caneswear.com. Caneswear, the spot where Miami fans shop. We went a little long there with Ronde, but we had to break down the Kirkland stuff. I thought it was pretty important. In the next segment, you will hear the Don Bailey Jr. line from last Saturday's Hurricanes Central Michigan broadcast. We will do that next on Hockman and Crowder.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.